Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy Young with news that you need to know. A group of Christians from England brought Thanksgiving, a biblical holiday, to America. That's the headline. In one moment, Dr. Paul Blair will join me with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Talk to me about that first year. We're leading up now to Thanksgiving, but what happened when they first arrived?
They were truly a body of Christ that knew how to count their blessings. But this church that began in Scrooby, England, of course, wound up on the Mayflower coming to the New World with many violent storms being blown off course miraculously, a landing in an area far north of where they had intended, but quite frankly, I believe was God's providence. As they landed, the spot that they landed in was no longer occupied by anyone. The Patuxet tribe, which had been a hostile Indian tribe, actually had lived there, but they had died off in a plague some several years earlier. So this land where the pilgrims chose to settle had four beautiful spring-fed creeks. It had already been cleared, it had already been planted on in the past, and it was no one's property. And then an answer to their prayer, God sent into their midst an English-speaking Indian that happened to not be hostile towards the pilgrims, but loved them. And really, it was a messenger that brought them through and taught them how to fish in this area and taught them how to plant and how to cultivate the land because it was completely foreign to where they'd come from in England. They had a very successful first spring and summer. That first Thanksgiving was roughly October of 1621. They didn't have the Dallas Cowboys and the Detroit Lions on television, but they did have shooting games and wrestling matches and a great fellowship, and they feasted.
You know, it's interesting to note that the Indians, especially that one particular Indian, helped the new pilgrims. It was actually that fall harvest festival that became the first Thanksgiving.
Right.
That was just a really special time with the pilgrims and the Indians coming together to give thanks to God, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
And the reason, the motivation for giving Thanksgiving.
Well, this, to me, is the most spiritual of holidays. You know, Easter, you got the Easter Bunny that has really kidnapped our resurrection celebration. And, of course, Christmas is a time where we certainly seek to reflect upon the birth of Christ, but Thanksgiving is truly a biblical-based holiday.
Dr. Paul Blair, an expert on the pilgrims and the first Thanksgiving that took place in America. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
A failure to give thanks in all things actually leads into a terrible time of judgment. If you have a moment, think about this with me. 2 Timothy chapter 3 is a prophetic passage of Scripture that describes the end times. One of the activities during that time will be unthankfulness. That's verse 2. Other elements of the tribulation period will be an offshoot of unthankfulness. Today's attitude of unthankfulness is absolute evidence that we are quickly approaching the time of the end as foretold by Bible prophecy. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...